Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud. As we continue the second of 2 days of medicinal gemaras, lists of different medicines and remedies, and the related issues. We got into this, if you remember, because we were speaking about a little bit about refuah b'Shabbos and the issues that come up. So before we get into the general topic, again, to review a little bit of refuah b'Shabbos, we're going to start with the Gemara towards the bottom of the page in terms of somebody Haiman de Bala Chivya, somebody who swallowed a steak, which is 6 lines up from the bottom. The general issue that the Gemara just spoke about was for gluyim, for mayim gluyim. So the halacha, the Gemara says in a number of places, and the Rishonim all quote the issue that if somebody has an open liquid that was left overnight, one is not allowed to eat from that, asur d'rabanan, because of the halacha of shmiras hanefesh. The halacha is that if somebody is not allowed to do something that is dangerous for their soul, what is that one's body is not their own in order to do whatever they want with, so that's why one is not allowed to drink something dangerous. And Chazal assumed that drinking mayim gluyim that was left overnight is considered dangerous. That's why it is asur. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tezayin. This is the siman about Dvarim Ha'asur Mishim Gilui, items that are Asur Mishim Gilui. Mashkim Shenizgalu Asrum Chachamim Dechayshina and Shema Shasa Nachash Mehem Vehito Ben Eres. Liquids that were left overnight, Chazal Asurd anybody drinking from them, because maybe a nacha drank from them. V'hito b'hen eres. V'achshav she'ein nachashim mitzuyim b'neinu mutter. The Shulchan Aruch adds, because we don't have nachashim dropping off venom into liquid bizman hazeh, it is mutter. And this is based on the Rishonim. The Rishonim already pointed out, even though we have the principle, usually the Gemara says in Maseches Beitza, that something that was ne'esar, you need a new minion of Rabbanon to allow it, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the halacha would apply. That's only where there's a real din that was enacted. A real takana, a real gzeira. That's where you would need to have it undone by another Bezdin. But if there was never really a takana, it was just common sense, it was just good advice that Chazal gave, so then if the good advice doesn't apply anymore, so then one would not have to follow that good advice, because it's not good advice anymore. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that Gilui is going to be mutter, one doesn't have to worry about it. That is by Mayim Giluyim, that's the Shulchan Aruch Me'ikar Adin. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva here, Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shlo HaKadosh and the Vilna Gaon, who are still both very machber regarding Mayim Gluyim. So even the Maaser Rav, we quoted yesterday, the Maaser Rav in Ost Tzadik Hei, he quotes, Galui Asur, Av She'ein Nechashim Mitzuyin Beineinu, even though Nechashim are not Matsui, V'huzal Nizhar Ma'od Ma'od Medavar. And the Gra was very careful about Mayim Gluyim. Right? He was still mocking about this, even though maybe he felt that the Takana of the Gemara was still, it was a real Gzera, and therefore it was still intact, and therefore he said, one still has to be worried about Mayim Gluyim. In the footnotes, they quote the story in a couple of places that the Vilna Gaon had a certain shamish that always brought him water at different times of the day, and one time there was a certain night that it was very rainy and windy, and there was no way he was getting down to the river in order to bring the Gra a fresh cup of water. Pamachas balayla haya esak shamim veruach sa'arad nitatzel aleches umile mayim, and the shamish said, nope, I don't have a choice, ain brera. So he got water from an open chavis, a chavis magula, and he brought it to the Gra, and the Gra had some, and the next morning the Gra comes over to me after davening and says, why'd you bring me mayim gluyim? So he says, what do you mean, Rebbe? He says, my davening was so mituraf. I had to be mayim gluyim that I drank. It must have been affected any, and the guy admitted, the Gra, you know, he was affected by mayim gluyim. Right? Tein todah shahaya mayim gluyim, shenatatali, shehirgesh bitfilaso. He felt it in his tefillah, who davar niflas. The Gra was able to feel the mayim gluyim effects. Anyway, this is machlokas achronim, between the Shulchan Aruch, Me'ikra Din. Shulchan Aruch quotes many of the halachos of the Gemara, various items about leaving open onions, v'chulu. Dafka, by this one, he quotes, it does, because no nachashim, mitsuyim enenu mutter. It's fascinating, the very next line of the Shulchan Aruch, the very next line. And it doesn't say here, we don't know what this is, so it doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh, but the very next line is the halacha of eating meat and fish together. And there he just quotes the halacha. He doesn't quote, Bizman Hazeh doesn't apply. He just quotes it. Tzarech lizar shlo lechol basar v'dag biyachad. Mipnei shekasha l'tzara'as. Based on the Gemara in Mesechus Psachim and elsewhere. So that is the Allah, even though, again, we don't understand it. There's a cause saras, there's a cause what type of illness is, but that is the halacha that Bnei Yisrael follow, Basar v'dag biyachad. The halacha of chalav v'dag, that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's some Sfaradim have the custom based on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef writes it, he didn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch. But the Beis Yosef quotes the halachas of separating milk and fish, but that is not as well known because it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. But meat and fish is in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is in contrast to the previous halacha, where the Shulchan Aruch says gluyim doesn't apply today, but the halacha of meat and fish does apply today. And again, the halacha of one not being able to do what they want. What if they say, well, I want to drink this. I know it's dangerous. I know Chazal asked it, but I want to drink it anyway. What does Allah to do that? Just to quote one source related to that, there's a beautiful Radvaz. The Radvaz in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in the end of Perek Yudches, where the Rambam there discusses that if somebody comes to court and says, I was Mechal Shabbos, kill me. Right? Somebody says, I ate treif, please give me Malkus. We don't trust him. Ain Adam Mesa Masma Rasha. Person's not allowed to do that. Even though, what if he brings a video? He self-videoed himself being Mechal Shabbos. Right? He took showed the date on the screen. So still we're not going to put him to death. What if he had Hasra? But then the Edom left. And then he videoed himself. We're not going to put him to death. Why? We know exactly what happened. The halacha is no ain other mitzvahs of Russia. Maybe he did it on purpose because he wants to get killed. Because he loves pain. Whatever the issue is. So therefore the Rambam says, you're not allowed to listen to him. Shema nitrifa daito bedavar zeh. Shema nimin ha'amelim mari nefesh ha'machakim lamus. Shehem tamid tokin acharevos bebitnam. People who, rachmada l'tzlan, stick swords in their stomachs. U'mashlichan atzman me'alagagos. Kach zeh yavo. V'yomar dav. Right, so Klosha says ultimately ain't the mitzvah of Russia. Ask the Radvaz. The Radvaz quotes, yes, it's an ultimate gzeiras hakasev, but then he quotes beautifully. V'yefshe lasis ksas tam lefi she'ein nafshu shel adam kinyano ela kinyan hakadosh baruch hu. The nefesh of a person, our lives are not our own. Our lives are hakadosh baruch hu's. Hashem entrusts us for 120 years to take care of our lives, to take care of our neshama. Tahorahi, and we're going to be Machzer, he's going to be Machzer Das Las to Lavo, but it's not ours. Shenema Hanafashos Lihena, Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hilkach Lo Toel, Hodaaso, Bedavar Shena Shalo. So you can't be Modet, Hodaas Baldin, but we're not the Baldin. We're not the Baldin of our bodies, maybe of our money, right? Hodaas Baldin, but of our Neshamas, we're not the Baldin. So it's not going to work. Umalkis Palga Demisahu, and Malkis also. Inflicting wounds on our bodies. Avo mamono hu shalo. He says it. Chodos b'dek v'edim dami. V'chi hechi d'en adam rashay laharog et atzmo. Kach ein adam rashay lahodos al atzmo. She'asa aveira she'chayv alav misal. Fi she'i nafsho kinyano. V'im kozeh, after this beautiful svari, he says at the end, V'im kozeh ani modeh she'higzeres malko shal olam v'ein laharir. Even if you don't like my svara, still exeres akasiv, and the halacha would apply. So that is the a little bit regarding Mayim Gluyim, the Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra. Okay, let's continue a little more, then hopefully a little bit later, Be'ez Hashem will get into, just going again through the issues of Refuah B'Shabbos, which we didn't lay down the four categories as of yet, but we have to at some point over these two dafim. Okay, let's just first cover some ground. Haiman, six lines up from the bottom, on Kuf Tes Amibes. Haiman de Balachivya, if somebody, Balachivya, swallows a snake, By mistake somehow. Maybe it's a small snake that he was sleeping with his mouth open. Whatever the case may be, Rachman al-Aslan, this happened, so it's terrible. So look, like, you gotta get it out. First of all, because it's dangerous. So look, like, Kashusa b'milcha, he should eat hops in salt. Valirate tlasamili, and he should run quickly 3 mil. Rav Simi Barashi Chaz Yalohu Gavra de Balachivya. Rav Simi Barashi saw a person that swallowed a snake. It be like a parsha. So Rav Simi Bar Ashi dressed up like a parsha, somebody who's going to fight him, a horseman, right? Somebody who's going to fight this person to scare him. And Ochli Keshusa Bebilcha, he fed him. This horseman first somehow caught him and fed him this, and he said, "Okay, start running." And he made him run, meaning he, without telling him, he performed this refuah with him. He gave them this food to eat, and then he made him run. And slowly, slowly, the snake came out of him piece by piece. Right, that's the refuah. Ika da amir of Simi Barashi, Balachivya, or Simi Barashi himself did this. He swallowed the snake. Asa Eliyahu, Idri like a parsha. Eliyahu Anavi came, appeared like a parsha, like a horseman. A couple of days ago, remember, I think it was last Friday, we spoke about the forms Eliyahu Anavi comes in, the important shuv of the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav, where he talks about Eliyahu Anavi sometimes appears in his neshama, like at a bris, and sometimes appears in the guf, like this Gemara. Appears in the guf. And when he appears in the guf, that's when he's like a person and one can learn halacha from him and learn messages from him. He was just healing, receiving barashi. So the Eliyahu, he looks like him, Ochli Kashusa Bemilcha, he fed him this, Va'arhite, Va'arate, Kame Tlasamili, Fanavim Mine Gubi Guvi. And it went out from him piece by piece, period. Keep in mind that we mentioned it very quickly yesterday, the Yamshel Shlomo in Meseches Chulin says clearly, this is quoted in the Pischich in Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think at the beginning of Hilchas Refua in Yeridaya, that there is a Cherem HaKadmonim. We mention this every time these Gemaras come up. We have to repeat it. Cherem HaKadmonim. There is a klala. There is a rule. One is not allowed to use and try to use the remedies that are mentioned in the Gemara in the various places. There are a couple of Gemaras in Sha'in Gittin, a couple of Gemaras in Avodah Zara. You have a couple of Blot, and right here is another one. We have two Blot worth of remedies of the Gemara. But again, the early Achronim, the Yamshel Shlomo made a Cherem. A Cherem means you're not allowed to use remedies mentioned. Number one, because we're not sure exactly what these items are. And therefore, who knows if it's going to work? We don't know how much to use of each one, what they are, how much to use. And three, because of those two, so if I use it and it doesn't work, I'm just going to make fun of the Gemara. And I'm going to make fun of Chazal. They didn't know what they were talking about. Plus, point number four is the principle that comes up in various places, Nishtanu Hativim. And that is, nature might have changed. The nature of items, the nature of people might have changed in terms of what the antibodies people have built up, which medicines work, which medicines don't work. So that is why, what is Allah to use? That's what Tosa says in Mamoid Katan, Daf Yud Aleph. There seems to be, the Gemara talks about a certain type of a fish that is poisonous. And Tosa says, we all eat that fish. I know what the Gemara is talking about. Tosa says there, Nishtanu Ativim. Right? It must be that nature has changed. Right? There are different types, even parts of the world, that somebody can eat one thing and it's great and wonderful, and somebody can eat another thing. Even not Rubishim Rafua. What about something very sharp, something very charif? You have certain people with certain ethnicities that eat very, very spicy foods and it doesn't affect them. And other people who eat very spicy foods and it's fine. Somebody who's, there are certain type ethnicities that can be very, very hot outside and they love drinking hot tea and it's excellent in the heat. And some people can't drink hot tea even if it's very cold outside. Right? So even within the same world, different bodies work differently. So surely, over generations, over centuries, to say that bodies and people have the insides of one's bodies have been affected in terms of the climate and what their bodies have built up, so that is very mistaver. So the same Nishtanu Ativim. You know, we don't look in the medical books of 1600 years ago, so too the Gemara that is filled with these, because, as we've spoken about in the past, the Gemara has everything. Why are these Gemaras in there? If Ravina and Ravashi knew, the answer is to teach us, to give us an inkling that Chazal knew everything. And Chazal knew, they were in, this part of the Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. Vishpatim Olam Afshel Sechem, not one of the 613, but you have to take care of ourselves, and Chazal were on the cutting edge of science and medicine of the time. It's just that Bizman Hazeh, it's no longer cutting edge. Okay, but again, remember that Cherem of the Marshal. So it's wonderful to try to figure out what they are, but to actually use them, that is not something that we are allowed to do even. Good. Second to last line on Kuf Tes Amid Beis. Hai ma de Tarki Chivya. If somebody was bitten by a snake, as we'll see, there are little bits and pieces of important discussions that we have to have, even though this is the medicine Gemaras, we will pick and choose some of the items that come up. So if somebody gets bitten by a snake, so what is the remedy? So Lacey Ubra de Chamer Chivarta, bring a fetus of a white donkey, Velikre, rip it open, velosve, ilave, and put it on the bite. Put it on the bite. That somehow has the antibodies to help the go against the venom. as long as the chamor wasn't found to be a treifa, the mother, right, that's why it will work. If it was found to be a treifa, so then it's not going to work. Hahu bar kasha de popadisa. There was a certain officer, a Jewish officer in Popadisa, the Tarki Chivya that was bitten by a snake. Havitleser chamri chivarta bepopadisa. There were 13 white donkeys in Popadisa. So he said, wonderful, 13 white donkeys. So that's great, just give me one of them. And they kept checking each one and each one and each one, and each of them were found to be Trafus. That didn't work. See Rashi on the side here. Today in Rashi, come on, kuf yates. Rashi there points out sometimes 13 is an exaggeration. So it just means there were a bunch. There were a couple of numbers in Shas that always come up that many times means exaggeration. 13, 400 is always a very common number. Right? 400 barrels at the beginning of Maseches Brachos that change from wine to vinegar of one of the Amoraim. Right? Rabbi Preiden Erevin taught his Talmud 400 times. Right, in order, until he got it. So 400 comes up also, so it doesn't have to be literal, it just means many, many times. So the Gemara says there were 13, and they were all found to be Vishtachu Trefa. Havichada b'yahu gisa de Bupadisa. There was one on the other side of Bupadisa that he heard about. Ada azli maisula. By the time he got there to bring it to him, achla arye, an ari, a lion, had eaten the donkey. So Amar lehu Abaya says, to them. Dilma, Chavya Durabanan Tarkei, the Lesle Asusa. You know, it must be Hashgacha that this guy, there were so many donkeys that they were all found to be Trefus, and the final one that was going to be okay, it was eaten by a lion. Maybe this person, under discussion, Chivya Durabanan Tarkei, he was bitten by the bite of the snake of the rabbis. The Lesle Asusa, which has no healing, meaning maybe he violated, he was Mezalzel in the Rabbanan. And we know the Poritz Geder, Dechsev Poritz Geder, Yishchenu Nachash. If somebody's Poritz the Geder of the Rabbanan, a snake is going to bite him. So it doesn't have to be literal, but maybe here is literal, Abai suggested. Right? Is this is what this one happened? Maybe, you know, do some research on him. So maybe he's, maybe that's why this is happening to him. Amrulein, yeah, they said, Rabbi, you're right. You're right. He violated, he was Mezalzel in the Rabbanan. The Chinoch Nafshi de Rav, because after all, when Rav had died earlier, Gazer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna had made a decree, Deleka Delimti Asa Vigidmi Lebehilula Bitavla. A person should not bring, Lo Limti, shouldn't bring Asa Vigidmi, Hadasim, and other types of branches they used to dance with at weddings. Bitavla, you shouldn't put that and dance with it in a normal way. Bitavla, it means bells. You shouldn't, there's some limitation of the Simcha because of the death of Rebbe. Va'azaliyu, and this guy didn't listen. He did it exactly. He didn't follow the gzeira of the Rabbanan, so Tarkech of Yevamis. That's what happened, and that is why Abaye was correct. He was Poritz Geder, Yishchenu Nachash. Two Ha'aris. Number one, the Gemara says, though, that if somebody's bitten by a snake, so you have this remedy, right? You have this white fetus, v'chulu v'chulu, but we know from Maseches Yevamis, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody falls into a pit with snakes, his wife could get remarried, right? Because he's dead, right? By the question by Yosef, how they threw him in, they were killing him, but it was filled with nechashim akramim. So basically killing him. It was very deep. They didn't know. Okay, that's the discussion there by Yosef and his brothers. So that's the shaila here. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Yud Zayin and Eved Ezer. Simon Yud Zayin is the long Simon, among other Simonim, about Edus Isha. So there it talks about if somebody was bitten, but you don't recognize his face anymore. So there, the Pitzchei Tshuva discusses. How this Gemara, this Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Zayin seems to say that there is, like the Gemara says here, there is some type of refuah you have to know for sure. While the Shulchan Aruch later in Siman Chavtes it says Ein Me'idin Ala Adam El Shemeis Elok Bisher Ra'uhu Shemeis Vaday. Right, not only let him be mayed if they see him dead. Ve'ein bo safik. Ketzad. Ra'usha nafal l'guf ha'arayot. If they see him fall into a lion's den. Unimarim. Or a leopard's den. Ve'chayotse bohem. Ein me'idim alav. Shem alo hayu re'evim below achluhu. Maybe the lions weren't hungry. Aval im nafala chafiras nachashim va'akrabim meidin alav mepnei sha'al yedei shadochkan kisha'omer aleihem azikin oso. So that's it. Eidus, he's dead. So how do you answer? So b'tzorach lomar says the pisachet shuva here in sifkat and sadi beis. Number one, maybe it's the akrabim element, not just the nachashim. So chashim akrabim. The Gemara in Bracha says akrabim are even more dangerous than nachashim. Number one. Number two, maybe there's a difference between one that bit you and falling into a whole pit of them where they're all over you. Rachman ul-Islan, terrible. Right? So maybe that's the difference. Those two differences. So that's the why you can be made if he falls into a pit of the nachashim akrabim. But if he just is bitten by one, there is a type of refuah, and then you wouldn't be able to be meyin on him. Number one. Number two, the other point to discuss here is poritz geder yishchenu nachash. That is, we know there are various gemaras that discuss the koach of the rabbanim to make laws, and the chiyuv of Klal Yisrael to listen to them. Where is the source in the Torah to have to listen to the rabbanim? The power that the Rabbanan have to make laws, that's a pasuk, v'shamru mishmeres, v'asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Right, v'shamru es mishmarti, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Right, that's the pasuk. The Bar Tanura quotes this in the beginning of Perkei Avos on Asus Yag LaTorah. He quotes that pasuk. They have the power to make laws. But what is the source of the Torah that we have to listen to the Rabbanan throughout the generations? So that is a very important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. That has come up in various sugyas in the past. The Rambam says clearly in a couple of places. Number one, in Hilchas Mamrim, in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam talks all about rebellious situations. There are nine mitzvahs in Hilchas Mamrim, and they all have to do with. This is the Rambam in his classification, putting on his classification hat par excellence. Meaning most of the areas of halacha, we could have figured out areas of halacha to make Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Erevin and Hilchas Genev and Gezela. But then the Rambam created Hilchas Mamrim, where he puts halachas of listening to the Rabbanan, the halachas of Ben Sora Mora, the halachas of listening to your parents, Kibbut Avaim, right? The halachas of listening to authority. Right, that's this area the Rambam made up, Hilchos Mamrim. So in there you have all of these halachas. At the beginning of those halachas, the Rambam says, listening to the Rabbanan throughout every generation is based on the first pasuk in Chumash, Lo Sasur. Do not turn away, pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, do not turn away from what the Rabbanan say to you. That pasuk is not just about the Bezdin Hagadol, not just about the Sanhedrin, the 71 in Yerushalayim, but it applies to every generation, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmul Bedoro. If somebody violates, one is included in Lo Sasser. Echad dvarim shalamdu osan mi pi ha-shmua, v'torah shebal peh, v'echad dvarim shalamdu osan mi pi daitan, b'achas ben amidos, shatar and rashas bahen, v'echad dvarim shasu osam siyag la-torah, ulefi masha ha-shad sricha, v'hem gzeros, v'atakanos, v'hamin hagos, b'kol echad v'echad mishlosh dvarim elu, mitzvahs asay l'shmo alahen, v'ha over ha-kol achas mehen, over below sasay, al-pi ha-torah asher yarucha, v'al-mishpat asher yom alucha ta'aseh, v'cholu, b'kol dar she'yegid alucha, right, al-lotah so you're in the small. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam is clear. Just in case we missed it, he says the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lo Sasser is the chiyuv of listening to the Rabbanan. And I say in a Lo Sasser. Who argues? The Ramban. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? Every Rabbanan, every time I listen to the Rabbanan, I'm fulfilling Lo Sasser. And if I violate the Rabbanan, I'm violating Lo Sasser. Doesn't make sense, says the Ramban. After all, then there wouldn't be any distinction between Rabbanans and Daraisas. Every time I violate a Drabbana, I'm also violating a Daraisa. So how do we ever have the principle of Safik Drabbana Lakula? Among other questions, that's the most famous question that the Rabban asks. Safik Drabbana Lakula. So if I have a Safik about a piece of chicken and milk, usually I would say Safik Drabbana Lakula, you can be Mako. The Rambam says 1 minute. Every Drabbana is a Daraisa. Of Lo Sasser, it's Beferish Pasuk and Chumash. So how does that principle work? The Ramban in one line says it, but the Achronim expand on it and say, of course, that's the answer. The Ramban says, unless he says, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. What does that mean? That only a Vadai de Rabbanan is a Vadai de Oraisa. If I eat a chicken cheeseburger, I'm violating the Issa Daraisa Lo Sasser as well. But if I have a Suffolk about it, so then the Rabbanan built in that B'makam Suffolk, the whole issue falls away. It's not a Suffolk Dar Rabbanan equals a Suffolk Dar Raisa. A Vade Dar Rabbanan equals a Vade Dar Raisa. A Suffolk Dar Rabbanan equals nothing. They built that in to their law. Again, there's a lot more here, but We'll leave it at that. Maybe we'll come back at the end if there's more time to talk about that Shita of the Rambam. But that's the Rambam Shita. The source for listening to Rabbanan, the source for this idea of Poriz Gedi Yishchino Nachash, is Pasuk in Chumash. The Ramban, right? He gets all the press with asking the kashas on the Rambam, but what's his source in the Torah then? If he thinks it's not Lo Sasur. What's his source? So this is Rav Chanan's kasha. Rav Chanan in Kuntros Divrei Sofrim, and the second chelak in Kovet Shiurim, says, well, according to the Ramban, what you have to say is that it is svara. It's logic. You get that impression from reading the Torah. Right? It's Ratzon Hashem. This is obviously what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to do. If he talks about the Rabbanan having power to make laws, obviously, then what is that, just for their own good? Obviously, he wants you to listen to those laws. Well, they're just making laws for you not to listen to. They have to have some kind of teeth. So obviously, there is a concept of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's not explicit in the Torah. And we had a shiur about this a couple of months ago, in terms of Rashi Weiss likes to talk about this in various contexts. Ratzon Hashem, examples of halachos that are not mitzvos, but they're obviously ideas that Hashem wants. Tzar Balei Chaim, and the mitzvah of chinuch, right? All of these are not mitzvos, but they're obviously ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to follow, and this is what the Rav Elchanan says about the Ramban. And he even says, we mentioned this in a parashas here a couple of summers ago, this was the problem with Bilam. If you read the Torah Shebichsav, it seems like Bilam wasn't such a bad guy, until you get to the end when he was killed. But if you read Parshas Balak, Bilam says, I can't do it without Hashem's permission, and then finally, he asks Hashem, Hashem says, okay, fine, go, and Bilam's like, great, I'm going to go, but you're going to have to do what I say, okay, fine. But you obviously read between the lines, Hashem didn't want him to go. And that was the problem with Bilam. Even though he finally, okay, right, it's like a child, lahavdil, asking a parent, please, 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 and then they know the parent doesn't want it. Finally, the parent says, okay, fine, just take it. Right, so the child says, okay, great, thanks. Right, but the parent doesn't want the child to take it. But, you know, once he got the heter, you know, I don't really care if the parent really wants it or not. They said yes. Right, that's like Bilam. I don't really care what God was said. He told me yes. But anyway, that's the important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is the source for listening to the Rabbanan? So this man who was bitten by the snake, right? He either violated the Ista, the Pasuk of Lo Sasur according to the Rambam, or the Svara of listening to the Rabbanan according to the Ramban. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara, Haiman dekarche chivya. If somebody is being encircled, or a snake is wrapped around him, linchos lamai, you should go down to the water, v'lischot dikul areshi, turn over a basket on his head, v'lahad kemine, and then once the snake goes around the basket, so you could help detach the snake from you, v'chisalik ilave, when the snake goes up onto the basket, l'shadi lamaya, throw it into the water, v'lislok v'lesi, and jump out and run away. Good. Haiman de mikni bechivya. If a snake is running after somebody, or slithering after somebody, iika chavri bahadei, if his friend is with him, lirkave arba garmide. His friend should give him a piggyback ride for a couple of garmidim, because that way, hopefully, the scent that the snake is after won't be readily available, because he won't be walking on the ground. Vilo, and if there's no friend there, lishavra nagra, jump over a body of water. A small body of water. Below Lavernara. And if you have to go through a river to get to the other side, that's also good. Because snakes have trouble going, keeping up the scent through the water. Ubelelya, and at night, Losve Lapuria Araba Chavite. Put your bed on top of four barrels. Meaning the legs of the bed. Vinigni be kuchvi, and sleep under the stars, so that there won't be any roof on you that the snake could fall from onto you. Velaisi dalat shunrei, and bring four cats. Velisrinu ba'arba kari depuria, tie them to the four legs of your bed. Velaisi shichvi, bring a couple of twigs. Velishti asam, and put them out around your bed. Tuchisham akali, because when the cats hear the twigs breaking, they'll know that a snake is on its way, and achlile, they will come to eat it. Haiman derod abasrei, if a snake is slithering after a person, lirat bechalsa, it's good to be in sand. It's good to go in the sand, because then they'll go slower, and they won't be able to catch up. We'll say a story about snakes in a minute. Let's just finish the section. Hai, it's a dechazi chivya, velo yadi of daiti lavelo. A woman who a snake is encircling, and she doesn't know if he is encircling, because he wants to be with her, right? Right. Think reminds us of the Chava story and the snake. Adam Yavas Chava Ishto, and the snake was Misave. So again, it's hard for us to understand this in terms of in terms of how could a snake really have a taiva for a person, but maybe nishtanu ativim about snakes as well. Either way, but bisman Adam and Chava, definitely there was something occurring there. So again, that's in that context. So if a woman wants to know, yov daiti ilave, ilo yov daiti ilave, so tishlach mani v'nishte kameh, he should throw some of her clothing and see what happens. If he keeps slithering in and out of the clothing, then she's in trouble. Because then you know that the snake would has a taiva. And if not, not. My takanta, what is the takana? Tishamesh kameh. He should be mishamesh in front of the snake. And in that way, Rashi says, that will be a way to be magane her onto the snake. Or no, that'll be even worse. Ella, what should she should do? Tishko mimazie umitufre. She should take some of her hair or some of her nails. Vetishte be and throw it at him. Vetema and say dishtanana. Rashi says this is stam alachash. Dishtanana, which usually means amanida. Right, but say this type of lachash incantation, and he will go away. In terms of having be in front of the snake, we'll talk about that also in a minute. Hi, it's a da'ayel bachivya. If a woman, Rachman al-Islan, somehow, again, it's much more thinkable in the days of old when they were robes, open robes, that people didn't wear tight-fitting undergarments. What happens if a snake entered in a woman from below? Rachman al-Islan. So hi, it's a da'ayel bachivya. So how do you get it out? So liv sabal isfua atarti chavita. You make a woman sit on two barrels, and so her legs would open up. Velasi bisra shmena, velishti agumri, bring a fatty piece of meat on coals and burn it on the ground between her. Obviously low enough so she doesn't get burned. Velasi, but again, that the aroma will waft. Velasi agana desachli, and bring some, a basket of cress, what the snakes would like. Vechamra richtana, and a aromatic wine. Velosvu hasam, and put it on underneath. Velitshrukinu bahadi adadi, mix it all together. Velimkot savta biyada, she should hold the tongs in her hand. Vechimei rechrecha, when he smells something, navik vasi will come out. Velishkele velikle benura, and she'll grab it and throw it right into the fire beneath her. Dilo ha'adu ilave, because if he doesn't get rid of her and kill him right now, you know, it's just going to try to come back. So therefore, that's what one should do. To Haaretz. I think I mentioned a couple of months ago in a drasha, but unbelievable story that the Rav has to do with snakes and being wrapped around. That's why it's Rav Chesko Levinstein, the Mashkiach in Bnei Brak in Panovich, once related the story that one time he was in a taxi and he met this Chiloni taxi driver. He's talking to him, and the Chiloni taxi driver says, you know what, I have a Dati friend. I have a good friend who's Dati. He's like, really, really? He's like, yeah, let me tell you the story. After the army, which many times, you know, some of Achinu Bnei Yisrael go out and try to find themselves in these foreign countries, in India, in the Far East. So he said that we were in the jungle somewhere, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, we woke up and our friend was screaming. And there was a ball constrictor wrapped around our friend. It was that we were all screaming and we didn't know what to do. And one of us said, you know what, I remember when a little boy, if a Jew's about to die, they're supposed to say Shema Yisrael. So they all start saying, Shema Yisrael! And right after they said Shema Yisrael, the snake loosened his grip and slithered away. And he said, that's why my friend, after that happened to him, you know, he was, from that day on, he was Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So Rav Chesko Levinstein says to him, and what about you? What about you? He says to the taxi driver. The taxi driver says, the snake wasn't wrapped around me. Sometimes we can have messages right in front of our face and doesn't go in. So even just to have the Gemara today, to have that story dayenu. Rav Moshe, talking about a maisa bia in somewhat in public in front of a snake, Rav Moshe has an important tshuva in Eben Ezer, where he discusses in Yanei Rifua also. That's where he has the tshuva about the vitamins, which we didn't get to. Hopefully we will. But there he talks about in Eben Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Yudalid, in terms of fertility issues. Let's say someone has to produce that. There's a husband and wife that are having fertility issues, and in order to test to see is the problem mitzada ish mitzada isha, so the lab has to procure the zera of the man. The big shaila is, how do you do that? That's a big shaila. So the best is to be able, if they're able, to take the zera after a regular maisabiyah between the husband and the wife, and they could somehow get the zera afterwards to get it from the woman. But if not, then you have different gradations of what is allowed and what is not allowed. Ultimately, you go from the best to the worst, and one has to ask a posek about this, and Rav Moshe writes in the end of that tshuva, even though he writes this whole tshuva, and he says, and don't publish this tshuva in the newspapers, because this is not supposed to be something spoken about in public. Just like the Gemara Mishnah as a Chagiga in Darshan Bishlosha, Kol Shekein Shelo Biyarchon Hanishlach La Alafim VeGam La Anashim Pshutim VeRachokim Yiras Hashem VeYiras Chait UMechapshim Rak Tzel Heter LeRamoses Atzmam. You know, I don't think, you know, I give certain heterim in this shuva. Anybody who's it, you know, it's a very needed shuva, because Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where so many of the fertility issues can be solved. Such a high percentage of men and women who have certain issues, they can solve their problems. But Moshe says, the lowest, pritzus, the worst, is that if they have to have the Maisa Bia in an office, in a place where, you know, it's going to be somewhat public. So that's where Moshe says you really, really have to try to stay away from that type of circumstance. Talks about l'shamish bebeis of achach tel chish lebeis harofe uvade tov im ach tov lebedikah delel. The best, obviously, is to have regular maisa be at home and then bring the zera if there was some way to the doctor. But in terms of in front of anyone, that would be. Not in front of someone, even in the office, where someone knows what's going on, that would be a lack of tznius, and reminds us of the case here, where in front of the snake. The snake is not a person, but that is an important shuva that Reb Moshe has. Okay, we'll continue though now. A couple of more medicine lines. Kala Oakland, second white line. So the Mishnah said, all foods can be eaten. That is the important principle, that any type of, if something is called a food, then even if I'm only eating it for medicinal purposes, on Shabbat, it's mutter. Kala Oakland, lasuyemai, what does that include? Lasuy, tchol, lashinayim. If I'm eating spleen, because it's good for the teeth. Vikarshinim, labane me'ayin, or karshinim, some type of mush with barley sometimes, or other type of animal fodder for intestinal issues. So all that is considered food. Tzlaf. We've had back in Brachas, right? That tzlaf. Maybe the tzlafchad. Maybe that's what he was gathering. Tzlafchad. It's a caper bush. The liquid of a caper bush, bechomets and vinegar. Amli Ravina Larava, Maolishtos Meiraglayim b'Shabbos. Is one allowed to do that? Drink Meiraglayim for refua. Amalei Tanina. Kalamashke Shose. That's not a liquid, so you're not allowed to drink that. The Shiloh that we showed him deal with is, what about on a weekday? Are you allowed to drink that? Maybe it's the Isra about the Shaksu, right? Forgetting the fact of Shabbos. Chutz mei dekalim. What is not allowed to drink? Mei dekalim. Liquid of a palm tree. Tana chutz mei dekarim. Another gear that we have in the Brisa is liquid that pierces. Lidkaris to pierce, that pierces the body. Mandav tana made to karim. Why, what is the one who says made to karim? Shame dokra misamara. It pierces the mara, the gallbladder. Umandara made to kalim. Shiotim mishne dikle. It goes out, the liquid goes out from between two decals. My made to kalim. Amaraba bar bruna. Tarti tlai ika b'marava. There are two trees in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafgein adamayim b'minayo. There's a spring that goes out, that bursts forth between them. Kisa kama marapi. If you drink the first cup from between from this liquid, it loosens you up. Ida p'shalshel. The next cup, it makes it even looser, and one is m'shalshel, everything that's inside of them. V'idach, and the third cup, kihechi da'ayli hachi nafki. It goes out exactly like it went in, meaning it's so cleansing. And that's why this is considered refuah b'shabbos, using this, and therefore it would be usser. Amar ulo lidi demanding, if somebody eats takes something on Shabbos in order to not what many people take, but if there's a specific type of medicine that helps people who have issues with their bowels, that everything comes out right away. Right, that could be an issue of refuah. So like the Gemara says here, Amar Ula, Lididi Shasi Shikra Debavloi. I just drink Babylonian beer, Umali Menayim is even better than all of those issues. As long as a person is not accustomed to it for 40 days, then it's not going to work. Rav Yosef Amar, a different shot of what is made dokrim, Zesom HaMitzri, this mixture, which is Tilta Sari, Vitilta Kurtimi, Vitilta Milcha, a third of barley, saffron, and salt. Rav Papa Amar, Tilsa Chiti, Vitilta Kurtimi, Vitilta Milcha. He switched wheat for barley. V'simaneich Sisni, how do you remember who says what? Because Yosef says sari, but they both have siz, right? And that's how you remember who says what. V'shasilu bein divcha l'tzalatzarta, and if you drink it between Pesach and Shavuos, divcha, zevach, the yantiv of the karban, that's the time of year that it is potent. Dekamit marpile uderafi kamitle. Whoever is a little constipated, this will loosen them up, and whoever is a little too loose, this will close them up. Good, v'kosi karin. So Kosi Karin, for the next Omid, we'll talk about exactly what it is, and then the end of today's daf, which Ben Shem will do tomorrow, we'll get into Ikarin, making somebody impotent. Are you allowed to drink that at all? right? Forget on a Shabbos. What about on a weekday? So we'll talk about the issue of Sirus on in tomorrow's Shir, Bez Hashem. But first today we get into the medicines. Vakosi Karin, my Kosi Karin, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lysi Maskal Zuza, Kuma Alexandria. One brings a weight of Alexandrian gum. Umasko Zuza, Gabia Gila, another material. Umasko Zuza, Kurkuma Rishka. And so he brings some garden, a weight of garden saffron. Velishcha Kinu Badi Adadi. You mix it all together. Lizava, for a Zava, you take all of these. Tlasa Bechamra, Velomi Akra. You bring these three ingredients mixed with wine, and it does not cause this the woman to become sterile. Right? Velomi Akra. Again, Zava, important. Bizman Azet, all women are considered Zavas, right? Based on the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira, Mesechas Nida, that Afilu Roos, Tibetam Kachardel, Yoshvas Love Shivanakim. There's no concept, even though Daraisa, there's a difference between Nida and Zava in terms of Shivanakim, in terms of when the Tevila is, but for a real Zava, which Bizman Talmud, earlier, it was a sickness. In order to heal the Zava, to have this, these three ingredients mixed with wine, and it does not cause her to be sterile. Liyarkona, for jaundice, train b'shechra u'miaker. Two of these mixed with beer, and the side effect is that miaker, it causes ikor. Lizava, tlasa b'chamer v'lo miakra. What if you don't have that for a Zava? Vilo, what other remedies? Laisi, tlasa, kapizi, samchi, parsoi, bring three kapizim of Persian onions, v'nishlok b'chamra, cook them in wine, v'nishke, and give it a drink. V'neim alav kumi zovech, and we say to her, you know, get up from your ziva, it should end. Many other remedies for ziva. Again, it must have been very common. Ziva and nida, v'ilo. Los v'aparches drachim, sit at the road. V'ninkata, v'limkata kisa t'cham rabiyade, hold a cup of wine. V'leisi inish me'achol, re'sabri, she come from behind. V'levasei, and scare her. V'leim alav kumi zovech. So that works. V'ilo, laisi buna de kamuna. Hold buna is a measurement. Bring a buna of cumin, ubuna de morica, ubuna de shav lilta, different types of spices. Finish the bechamra, mix them with wine, v'nashke, and give her to drink from this mixture. V'neim alakum izovech. And say to her again, get up from your ziva. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, laisi shisin shi'ididana. Bring 60 clay seals. V'lishve, and smear them on her. V'leim alakum izovech. Sometimes you get it from the inside, sometimes you get it from the outside. V'ilo, laisi pashtina. One should bring a pashtina, a certain type of herb. V'lishlok b'chamra. V'lishve, and again smear on her. V'neim alakum izovech. V'ilo, laisi charnoga dehigsa rumisa. Take a certain type of branch of a bush. Velikle, burn it, velisve b'shachki de kitna b'kaita, and take the ashes and put it into worn out linen garment in the summer, u'b'shachki de imar gufta b'sisva, or worn out cotton garment in the winter, and then she should wrap herself in this beged. And somehow, again, that'll, the effect will go through the skin and heal her. V'ilo, and finally, another one, lechri sheva biri, one should dig seven ditches. V'likli b'hu, shishbishta yalda d'arla, and should burn in it a little branch of a young arla bush. Arla, which is aser b'hana, but if it burns, lechora, doesn't have the status of arla anymore. Panam chadashos. V'linketa, Kisa dechamra biyade, she should hold a cup of wine in her hand. V'lukma meha v'los v'aha, go onto each of the ditches one by one. V'lukma meha v'los v'aha, v'akol chad v'chad on each one. Leimala kumizovech, we should say, get up from your ziva. I want to talk about arla for a minute, but first let's just finish. V'ilo, laisi smida, bring some fine flour. V'liska mipal galutatoi, and rub it on the bottom half of her body. V'leimala kumizovech. V'ilo, again, the fact that there's so many, it must be that it was common, and it was very uncomfortable for a woman. Lacey biasa dinamisa, she should get an ostrich egg. Velikle burn it, velesve b'shachki de kitna b'kaito, b'shachki de amar gufta, gufna b'sisva. Again, put it in these worn apagadim in the different seasons, and she should put them on. V'ilo, lifta l'chavitcha d'chamer l'shma, or should open a barrel of wine just for her, and she should drink a lot of wine, Rashi says, and in that way, it'll be healed. That sounds like the most common and the one that would be the easiest. Just drink a lot of wine. V'lo linkate sa'arta de bishtaches bekafuta de kudna chivra. One should take barley seeds that are found in the dung of white mules. maybe some seeds that he had eaten. Inanka chad yom apaska tre yomi, if she's able to hold it, you can wash it off, mistama. Right, if she's able to hold it for a day, she'll start having ziva for 2 days. Vinanka tre yomi paska tlasa yomi, if she can hold it for 2 days, she'll stop for 3 days. Vinanka minakta tlasa yomi, if she can stop for 3 days, paska le olam. Then she will be posekes forever from having the ziva. Period. So one of the issues that came up here was Arla. It's interesting that we showed him and that I want to discuss this, the Tameh HaMitzvos behind the mitzvah of Arla. The Ramban says Arla is very similar to Bikurim. Just like Bikurim, we have to give the first of our fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year. Arla is the same idea. Why? Because the first cup, we want to give the first of our trees to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first couple of years, things don't grow so well. And we don't want to give that to Hashem, but we don't want to partake of it either. So Mamela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, first 3 years is off limits. The fourth year, Netzer Ravai, you have to bring in Eden in Yerushalayim. So in that way, says the Ramban, it's similar to Bikurim. L'chabedas Hashem e'rishis kol tfu asenu, mipriya eitz, utfu asakarim, belonochal mehem ha-shanavi, kol prishon ha-achas, hilulam Hashem. Ve'ena pri, betok shaloshonim, ra'ui la-hakrivo, lefnei Hashem e'nechman, fishu muat, v'chulu. And that's why we wait. So the Ramban says, it's all about similar to Bikurim. If you look in the Klei Yakar has a different shot. The Klei Yakar says, it's similar to Maisa Bracious. Just like he said, well, first he goes to Rambam. The Rambam Marnevuchim says that it was, like he says by many mitzvahs, it was a chok to the Amorim, to the Odei Avodah Zarah. They used to hasten the first couple of years, somehow with incantations. So we dafka don't hasten. We go against Avodah Zarah, and we wait. Okay, the Rambam's in the Marnevuchim. But the Klei Yakar says, no, it reminds us of Maisa Bracious. Because as we know, Chazal tell us, everything was created on towards the beginning of creation, but it didn't come out. It was mechuse until later on, like on day 3. Totseha aretz desha. It should come out. So it was at the border, and then it came out. And even though it was someach begimel, but it wasn't seen until the 4th day. Shebo nitzlu hamaoros hamavashlim kalaperos. Right, the sun and the moon and the stars, they were helped ripen all of the fruit. Ki kulam tluyim b'shemesh v'yareach. Nimsa, so it comes out that until Wednesday, till Yom Dalit, it was mechuse. So we also, the first 3 years, we are mechased, it's covered, and only in the 4th year, we bring it out. That is what the Klerka connects. There's also an Azayim LaTorah that discusses it back to Chava, and a tikkun to the Eitz Hada'as. Azman Chava did not wait until the nighttime, and we do wait as part of that tikkun. Okay, let's do a little bit more, and then we will stop. 2 more minutes. Liarkona for jaundice. Train b'shichra umiyaker. 2 of the ingredients we had on the bottom of the previous amud in beer, umiyaker, and it also causes cirrus. Ve'ilo, and if you don't have that, lacy reisha de shibuta de milcha, bring the head of a salted fish. Shibuta de milcha. Some might remember that lashon from the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, when the Amoraim used to prepare themselves for Kavod Shabbos. So one of the Amoraim used to salt the fish, malach shibuta. That's what the Gemara says. So bring one of the head of the salted fish, velishlo b'shichra velishte, and cook it in beer and drink it. Ve'ilo laisi munine dekamsi, bring some locust juice. Ve'ileka munine dekamsi, if you don't have, laisi munine denikri, little bird juice. Ve'ile lebe bunny, and then bring him into a bathhouse, and the heat v'lashve, and wipe it on them. V'ileka bebani, and if there's no bathhouse which has the heat, lukma bein tanur laguda, put it between the oven and the wall. That's also a warm and hot spot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan arosa sheichamemenu yikachenu besadino. If somebody wants to warm him up, just wrap him around with his own sheet. Rav Achar bar Yosef chashbe, he had jaundice of Ela Rav Kana v'itzi, and Rav Kana did this to him, and he was healed. V'ilo, and if you don't have a sheet, you don't have any of these other remedies. Lacy tlaza kabisi tamari parsiyasa, bring 3 kapizim of Persian dates, but tlaza kabisi de kire dinish tarufe, and 3 kapizim of dripping wax, but tlaza kabisi ala tola, and bring this red soap, falish kalino bishikra falishti, and mix it in beer and then drink it. Vila, we're almost done. Lacy ila barchamra, bring a very young donkey, veliglach mitsiyasa deresha, and one shaves the middle area of the head of the patient, and you make a little gash in the forehead of the donkey, and you let the blood of the donkey, the foal, drip onto the forehead of the patient. But just make lahu, just make sure it doesn't fall into his eyes. And if you don't have that, bring a head of a ram, a pickled ram, the meat was pickled, not the ram, and then mix it with beer velishti and give him to drink. Ve'ilo, lacy davar acher chutrana, bring a spotted pig, velikre, rip it open, velosi alibe, and put it on his heart. Ve'ilo, lacy karsi machbatusa demishri, bring a leek from the middle row where it grows, and in that way that would heal. Hahutaya dechashbe, there was a certain traveler that had this illness. Amla leginoi, he said to a certain gardener, shkoglimoi, can I please have your coat? Right, I'm sorry, shkoglimoi, take my coat as payment. Vihavli meshur the karsi, and bring me some of the leek from the middle rows. Yavlan, he gave him. Vachlan, he ate it. And Amalei, oshlan glimech, v'igni be'kali. And he says, you know, can I please have my coat back as, can I borrow your coat? Because I'm a little cold and I want to take a little nap. Ichrach ganabin, he took a little nap and he wrapped himself with it, and he sweated out the illness so much that kad ichimim v'kam, when he got up and the sweating just basically destroyed the coat. Nafal perta perta mi ne. The coat was destroyed, it fell off piece by piece from him. Good, these are all remedies for jaundice. One wants to look, my father, one of his books in Biomedical Ethics and Jewish Law, has an article about pigeons as a remedy for jaundice. Right, there is a science fiction, or one might say, certain people that use this as a skula. Most doctors assume putting a pigeon over the patient and holding the pigeon down, and the patient, the jaundice goes to the pigeon and going away for the patient. It's kind of like kaparis. But we do kaparis not instead of a medicinal, action, but as an extra. As an extra, that's the minhag of doing kaparis. But there are those that do this as a remedy. So he quotes many doctors and many sources that there's no raya brura that this is true. Most of the time, many times the pigeons died, that's because they were suffocated and their spleen was cracked. It wasn't that the jaundice went. There wasn't ever a test done to the pigeon to see if it had jaundice afterwards. And sometimes the patient was healed, sometimes the patient wasn't healed. But either way, this is talking all about the case of jaundice in our Gemara. That's one of the more modern, somewhat more modern over the past couple hundred years, that he writes that is more commonly done in Eretz Yisrael, but sometimes it's done in Chutz La'aretz as well. Most of the time done by non-medical professionals. But this is something that one should be aware of, and it does not have any medical evidence that it is effective. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue with the issues of Sirus back to Hilcha Shabbos. As of tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit more about Refuah, but about other issues. Okay, we'll stop here.